So, the WNBA All-Star Reserves were named today. So, let's talk about who made the reserves. Representing the Washington Mystics, you got Ariel Atkins. Little surprise, Ariel Atkins is the only Mystic that made it. You know, I really thought that Natasha Cloud had a strong case to make All-Star Reserve. But salute to Ariel Atkins, second time being All-Star. Far as the Chicago Sky, you got Kalia Kapa, you got Emma Mieseman, and you got Courtney Vandersloot. So, second year in a row, Kalia Kapa makes All-Star. Courtney Vandersloot's fourth time. And this is Emma Mieseman's second time. So, salute to the Chicago Sky for having four players as far as the All-Star game. Skylar Diggins-Smith is sixth time being an All-Star. She's been playing very well this season. Really deserving when a lot of people thought she didn't deserve it. Then you got Las Vegas Aces, De'Erica Hamby making her second WNBA All-Star. It's great. She's in the starting lineup this year with Kelsey Plum, and you can see that she's definitely improved her game offensively and defensively. As far as the New York Liberty, Natasha Howard, this is her second time making the All-Star team. The Connecticut Sun have two first All-Star reserves, and Breonna Jones and Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas is definitely deserving. Like, most nights, she's averaging 10-5-5, I think, something like that. She's the engine that makes Connecticut go, especially with no Jasmine Thomas for the year. And Breonna Turner coming off the bench, she's definitely dominated in the post. You have Jewel Lloyd for the Seattle Storm. She's definitely deserving. She's been kind of up and down offensively, but she's been averaging, I think, 14 a game? And I think she's starting to now put it together offensively, so good reserve. And then you got the WNBA All-Star MVP from last year, Harike Bumawale. This is her second year making it. Now, you only have one new person far as WNBA reserves, being rookie out of the Atlanta Dream, Ryan Howard. She's the only first-time All-Star, and she's on the other rookie. So, salute to Ryan Howard being the only rookie to make the WNBA All-Star game this year. She's been balling. I definitely have her as my front runner for the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Now, if I kind of mention about a player that I'm kind of surprised that didn't get consideration for being a WNBA All-Star Reserve, that I would have to say the Dallas Swings, Alicia Gray. Like, she's been putting up numbers, shooting efficiently from mid-range and the three. So, I'm kind of surprised they didn't look closer at her to be a reserve. But nonetheless, salute and congratulations to everybody who made WNBA All-Star Reserves. Going down in Chicago this year. So, can't wait to see what that's going to look like.